Paragraph 3325 of the Book of Instruments. The evaluative meanings of a word can diverge widely, even when the word has no or hardly any established conceptual meaning. Thus, the word God has a strong meliorative meaning for theists, and a strong pejorative meaning for anti-theists, and a non-meliorative evaluative meaning for non-theists in general. There's no universal evaluative meaning of this word in the present language, so long as there are enough speakers of this language who worship one or more gods besides speakers who do not. It's only because the word God did arouse in that time an extremely deep positive feeling in most or the most powerful speakers that certain thinkers in the past decided to dignify the principal being of their worldview by the then laudatory title God with a small g or God with a capital G, even though that being did not look like the or a god of their contemporaries in any way. This is a question of persuasive definition. Use a familiar term without changing its evaluative meaning, give it an entirely new conceptual meaning, and thus alter the direction of people's interests, hopefully, that is. When the word God has acquired a strong negative evaluative meaning in later times, unsuitable for any meliorative persuasive definition, it is in the first place because of its association with the contents and historical records of what have been the dominant forms of theism. It may technically be possible to give the term God any descriptive or conceptual meaning one likes, but those who reject all irrational supernaturalism that violates the principle of truth and all discriminatory exclusivism that violates the principle of relevance are not capable anymore of using the term melioratively in an ideological context. And therefore, we shall not apply the name God, with or without capital, to anything we value, even not, or rather certainly not, to a principal being, and least of all to supreme being, to the supreme being. In a religionist society, this may require some courage, because there one risks the wrath, not of any omnipotent God, but of the sometimes not much less omnipotent barons of the worship building industry.